You have a question for me? Don't hesitate. 855-905-8255. Bonjour, Gia. Welcome to the rendezvous. How can I help you tonight?
So I've been dating this guy for a little over a year now. He's really great. And we've gotten to the point, since it's been a little over a year, where we're starting to talk about our future together. And a friend of ours they had a baby. So we went to visit, and then when we were on our way home, he made this comment that he was surprised that she was planning to go back to work, which surprised me to hear that, because I was not expecting old school beliefs like this coming from him. And honestly, my thing is, if I have a baby, I plan on going back to work. Okay. I love my job. I love what I do. And I'm just wondering, how do I approach this with him? Is he the one for me? You know, is there a chance to get around this?
Okay, sure. My first question to you is, why did you not ask him later on a very calm but important conversation about this topic?
I think I'm afraid of the answer, just because that came out of the blue.
Okay.
And I'm afraid that I'm going to get an answer I don't want.
What's your intuition on his answer?
Just the fact that he said that about our friend, I think that he thinks for us moving forward that that's what would happen, that I would stay home
and he
would work, and it would be a very 1950s couple relationship, which is not what I want.
Like your grandmother. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
I get it. Well, listen, I think your intuition, who's always right, picked up on the fear and immediately said, is that the right partner, because he's so opposite of my beliefs. But why don't we give him the chance to explain exactly how he feels about it? And then why don't you ask him all the questions? You know, how does he see the role of the mother, the wife? And before you answer yourself, just hear him, okay? Everything he's going to say, open all the doors, all the questions. Because if what he says you don't like, you can base your decision on breaking up with him or not breaking up with him on really what he believes on everything, not just one thing.
Okay.
So do you think you can do that?
I mean, I think that I have to. I'm nervous about it. You know, I mean, I had this idea in my head of where we were headed, and it feels like it's taken this left turn.
Well,
and I don't know where it's going.
Let's just not go too far ahead of ourselves, because, listen, so you can convince him of otherwise. I mean, you're going to have to compromise on many other things than this. So maybe it's the time to talk about it in a spirit of open-minded, in a spirit of compromising in the future, and then also not compromising on what's not compromisable.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
No matter what happens, Gia, don't be afraid of a conversation. It's the only way forward.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great talk with him and keep me posted, okay?
Okay.
You know where to find me. Thank you so much and have a good night. There's something to be said about don't assume what your partner is thinking. I want to talk about that with you next. Stay with me.